Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the somewhat esoteric concept of what the idea of the Jewish aspect of basically everything. Okay, so remember you have to take off your glasses and let yourself unfocus and just kind of absorb the words of Rav Kook the way that they are. So we're on page 73, learning this the subject again. He's really going over what Rav Kook said. Rav Tzvi repeating it. So he says, and remember we talked about when things were good, when the Jewish people were in Eretz Yisrael, then the Yetzirah Yisraeli, the Jewish creation, has a certain form, right? It has a Yetzirah Yisraeli, okay? It has a surah, it has a shape, it has an imprint of Jewishness in it. That's different than the imprint of humanity. Humanity's imprint is one thing, but Jewishness is one other thing. So now we're in 73. Ad kad b'matzav hatov. Okay, we talked about the good. Mashav tzavik l'hamikim matzav ha-galut. Now we have to get into the situation of exile. Kishelo nimzim b'makom b'bayit when we're not home. Ha-chata'im shegormim galut. The sins that cause exile. And then he says, like, b'bnei chata'imim galinim yaseinim nirchakim yalem maseinim. We say that in davening. Galut hi matzav shel za'azua. Za'azua is shaking. So galut is a situation of being shaken.
Instability.
Yeah, instability. Thank you. Choser b'riut. Excuse me. Lack of health. Shlilat b'riut. Negation of health. Shlilat tahara shel hatochen ha'pnimi ha'atzmi. Right? Negation of purity, of internal self-purity. Chata'im v'atuma hem hefech mi'atzmiut. Right? Chasin and tuma are the opposite of self, atzmiut.
Independence?
Atzmaut. Atzmiut is atzmiut.
What's that word?
Self-awareness?
Ego.
Self?
Yeah.
Egoism,
ego,
I would say.
Yeah, ego.
Right. Remember the Rav talked about that? He talked about sin as a metame.
Right.
It's a mechayev, and sin is a metame. Mm-hmm. That the sin itself has a way of making you, like, think about it, like when you're sick, you become more dependent, less independent, but less self-capable, less self-dependent, you could say. Hakata'im shegormim hem galut, that I was quoting with Cook, hem shemidalchim et ha-ma'yan ha-atzmi. The word midalchim is a hard word, he's going to translate it. The word midalchim u'kmo mitam'im. It's like mitami, the defile, the kalkilim, destroy et hamayan ha'atzmi.
Weaken or pollute, we said last time.
Is it weaken or pollute?
Yeah.
All right, so that's what he says, because it's mitami or mekalkia. Ha'osek b'torah lishma, nasek himayan ha'mitgaber. So a person who engages in Torah is like the fountain who is overcoming. Yesh ma'ayan atzmi, pnimi, b'ryuti. So each person and each entity and each community and even Klal Yisrael has a well, an internal healthy well. V'chata'im gormim chusha u'machala. And sin causes sickness and weakness. Ein adam over avera elim kei nichnos v'ruch shtus. Right? So, why do you sin? Sin, that's why they say avera gereres avera. Why? Because when you sin, then you metame your ruach. And then what causes that sin? So the tumah that I caused it, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Ruch shtus v'ruchnias u'masias. Right? This foolishness.
That's the
spirit and an action. What?
That's the
avera
gereres avera.
In a sense. Hachata'im eshur gormim galus heim eshem medalchi means to weaken. Et hamayan ha'atzmi, that internal well. Et hamayan ha'ruchani ha'atzmi ha'pnimi, the spiritual well. Question, Seyla. Heim pogim afilu b'tiv'am so yisrael. So you can say, oh, if they're that bad, maybe they can change us. Can they inherently alter Klal Yisrael? Tshuva. They don't uproot the nature of the Jewish people. Rather, it's a destruction. It's a
destruction.
A hurting, a damaging. Thank you. Of that well, tara zubriyut shleimut amitit pnimit. Right, it's a completion of your true inner self. Hachatein shebe nevalam galini miyatzenu. But those sins that cause us to leave Eretz Yisrael, gormim had lacha, medelchim natuma, kilku b'shefa ruha, and destruction of the spiritual flow, b'shefa hachayim ha'atmi ha'pnimi, that internal life flow, tuma hu kilku b'tintum, v'tara hibuyus. Right. So when you sin, you're metame that flow, that well, And it's the opposite of Tara. So those, and I don't think it's all sins. Those sins that Chataeinu Galina Miyatzeinu, those sins that cause us to get kicked out, those sins also, they damage the well. They cause the well to become polluted, in a sense. And once the well is polluted, then when the well flows, what does it do? I think of it in terms of organically. They become infected. Right? So when the well becomes infected, and lo aleinu, if a person has, you read about these kids who have cystic fibrosis. Right? So the body becomes an enemy to itself, because it produces mucus that it itself can't tolerate. So that's the same thing, that Eretz Yisrael becomes the, if you're metaming it enough, if you infect it badly enough, it becomes the source of your pollution until you have to leave. You have to abandon it so that it can heal itself. They destroy that internal well. They damage, they mashviti means they remove or like a shvita is a strike. Okay. When the purity of that spirituality is damaged, is blemished, the sins cause exile, and then they rule that internal well. So then that internal healthy purity is destroyed. So again, that well is flowing, but it's now flowing dirty water. Water of sin, and the foundation flows. It's almost like you think the well is flowing with black. Instead of tara, there's tuma, chusa shel tuma, chulaniyut, sickness of tuma. Begalut v'chataim gormim galut, yesh tuma. V'domel muzag yilchati, similar to the concept in halacha, tumas migdash v'kodsha. My tuma there is a migdash, kulu gabei dvarim shebegdusha. Destruction of sanctity, things of sanctity. Hatochen haruchani na'asem v'bubal u'mekulkal. Right, the internal spiritual existence becomes mubabam, is confused and destroyed. Emishkam Hashem Timei. Right, that a person defiles. If you introduce tuma into the mikdash, you have defiled it in some way. Is this helping you at all? I mean, just restating it again.
The question is, though, does it defile? Like, is it metame what is there to a point where it's not in its pure state, or does it actually diminish the amount of tar? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like if you remove the two,
I wouldn't be able to answer you.
What's
the difference
said?
Between the two?
No, because like a human being who, let's say, has survived cancer.
Yeah.
The cancer may be removed, but then the human being is sometimes not the same thing.
I think that's what he's saying. That's what they ask. He says, "Lo gormim akirat hateva."
If I just have like a stain on silver, I just remove this.
They cannot remove akirat hateva. Meaning the nature of kol yisrael means the same. So maybe we have to. Maybe we're weakened. We're definitely weakened after the ordeal.
Uh-huh.
But the nature of the Jewish people, I think he believes, is inherently the same. Okay. Shaila, v'im chataim nasi beretz yisrael, if these sins are done in Eretz Yisrael, gam kenim chataim beretz yisrael gormim galut. And you're going to see that they're worried about something very important. What?
Worse.
Yeah, get kicked out. Okay. Hamakor Sheila. Hamakor Miskarkan. Sharabi Nachesu Lav Hakavana LeEretz Yisrael. Is this foundation the makor, the source? Is that Eretz Yisrael? Ken. Ma'ayan uMakor Misafim Yachad. Foundation. Well, they're the same thing. Kayamet Min Dmut. He says, I think what he's saying though, Eretz Yisrael is the physical manifestation of the place. Klal Yisrael are the people, and Torah is the thing. You understand what I'm saying? But it's all in the metaphysical world, in the world of Kedusha, those are all the source. They're all the same. So when Am Yisrael don't follow the Torah, then Eretz Yisrael says, well, if you don't do your source, you know what I'm saying? They have to lock in together. And if they belong to one another, then great. But if they don't belong to one another, then the Eretz Yisrael says,
goodbye.
You don't belong here. You know, you're not matching. You don't
look to Kiyo.
Right. That's exactly the point. It's not like Eretz Yisrael is the end all of the all of everything. Eretz Yisrael is a part of the puzzle within which Am Yisrael fits.
It doesn't fit when it ain't right.
Right. And I think that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Kayamet min dmut, guf ruchani, a spiritual block. ha-partsuf ha-ruchani shel Klal Yisrael, the spiritual face of Klal Yisrael. But the Fabriut, in a situation of health, banui kashay there, the name shach b'biyut v'tahara. It's the face that looks good. Not like Hillary Clinton. Al yudei ha-chata'i, oh, nobody else saw that. You know, these, you guys don't read enough newspapers. Nope, no, never. Al yudei ha-chata'i shel gormim galut, but the sins are called galut. There's lack of health, chulsha, weakness. Dildul, hit dal duluth. Hit dal duluth is, what do we translate that as? We had that word before.
Dilution.
Ah, we had that?
Yeah, we did. We see, we called it tuma,
but dalgel is dilution, smallness. Ah, yeah, weakness. Okay.
But it's probably from the same word.
Probably. Lo chulin gamor. It doesn't have chulin, aval bimkom zera matara odin shach menozel lo mayan ubakor. Right? Right? From the mayan and the makor, from the flow, is not coming elabak nozel flowing, but nozel im hatuma. Has a lo tumiot. Bad flow. A makor mezil, he's quoting the Rav, mezil has a lo tumiot, mishkan hashem tine. Machala mitpatrechet kama machala fizit. So then there's a machala. A disease develops, like a physical disease. Moshe Matzav Shalv Shamali Makodis. Just like you can have Mali Makodis go up in spirituality. Ken Yesh Vehavah, you read that. Matzav Hit Dar Derut. Situation of decline. Hit Pachtut Chulaniyot Tmeya. Development of a sickness, of a Tmeya, of a defilement. Bamemid Galot, say that question. Bamemid Galot has a lot of Tmeya. So how do you know if these things are happening? He says, Bakal, everything. Tuma shel kukalim beruchnius ubechayim. Everything is worse. Tuma bechayim beruach ubemachshava. Right? In behavior, in attitude, in the way people purport themselves, and all of those things. Okay. Number three.
You know what? Not to get too philosophical, but
no, this is what it is. Yeah.
You know, in physics, you have this equation. For example, I was just thinking of this because it came up, but PV equals nRT. Pressure times volume.
Yeah, it is. I used to know this.
Constant times, I forgot what R is, but T is the temperature.
Okay.
So if pressure goes up,
yeah,
something on the other side has to be
also go up.
So it's almost like when the equation, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if you want to say the Gamistro, Aristotle, you know what I mean?
Yes, I get it.
When one thing goes down, it's almost like affecting the other side of the equation.
100%.
Automatically, because it's like a... there's a built-in relationship.
Right.
Once one factor changes, it automatically, by definition,
Of course, the chiddush in this all is seeing Eretz Yisrael not as a place necessarily, not just as a land, but like you say, as a metaphorical physical entity, right. As an existence. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you either can accept that, or you have difficulty with all of this. You know, that's the bottom line. 3. Ikuv b'gilui sgulat Yisrael. Okay, ikuv is something held back in the revelation of the treasure of Israel. Notzar matzav shel dal delut v'chulsha. And all of this, so you have this situation of weakness and weakness created. Okay, the organism a klal Yisraeli, in the great klal Yisraelistic organism. What?
Then
Klal Yisrael is sick. Right, no. Without a doubt, by the way, in Kabbalah, everyone acknowledges that Klal Yisrael is an organism. Because otherwise, everybody's well-known, famous, you know, if a Jew in Paris is Michal Shabbos, and what do you say?
It affects
the Jew in Sfas.
Right.
You know, how does that happen? So that's clearly a Kabbalah idea, that Klal Yisrael are all inherently connected one to the other. Okay, so just think of it as a multidimensional Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is weak if the organism is sick. Right? That's the situation. When we sin, somebody becomes spiritually sick. Ikar gilui elahut. So the revelation of godliness, spirituality, gilui schina ba'olam hu al Yisrael. Our job, when we do our job properly, is to bring spirituality to the world. Anachnu ha-makor v'ha-kli shikshachim l'haver et ha-kadushah. Through Klal Yisrael, in its health, we transmit spirituality and holiness to the world. Yisem kedoshim ki gadoshim. Okay? But then, it usually be holy, because I'm holy. So the same, yibnecha te'enu. If we sin, ha'guf ha'lumi ha'tibu'i shalanu, he'yagia li'dar du'ud v'dal du'ud. If Klal Yisrael, if Am Yisrael is weakened, u'ketol ta'am is as a result, skulat Yisrael, kedushat Yisrael, ga'on Yisrael, nasu mibu ba'alim, u'mitu'ud dashim, then our, what's special about us, he says, becomes very blurred. So our job is to shine the light of God to the world. Right? That's our job. And if we do our job right, we are shining light to the rest of the world. We bring the Orash of Kedusha to the rest of the world. That's clearly our job. But, right? And the words of Kedusha, you could say, think of Klal Yisrael as a screen. And the rest of the world is reading about Kedusha on the computer screen of Klal Yisrael. Okay? But when Klal Yisrael is sick, so that's for the screen.
Fuzzy.
Nobody can read what it says. That's the problem. When that foundation, when that source, Nishrat, right, becomes destroyed, there is something held back in the revelation of the glory, the Netzach, the eternality, Gvurat Yisrael, Gvurat Yisrael. Hakol Asher Balet Pachot, everything sticks out less, Mofia Pachot, revealed less, Tayam Pachot, Nikar Pachot, that's recognizable. Va'az, and then, Nikar Yoter Tzelem Elokim Sha'adam HaKlali. Right? So where does godliness manifest itself more than, if not through Klal Yisrael? Through human beings, through humankind. Tzelem Elokim HaKlali Sha'ach La'adam V'Maseh Bereishis. Lifnei Hofa'at Yisrael. My God created his image in man. But obviously, for whatever reason, that wasn't enough. So therefore, he had to have a brighter light. So he created Klal Yisrael. Another thing, by the way, that you notice from Rav Kook is his incredible, incredible, like, egotistical nature about the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. You know, self-knowledge, yeah. Self-pride,
some
self-awareness.
Some say racist. That's
what you're saying. Divine racism.
That some people are better than others.
I don't think he would say better. He would say a higher mission, stronger calling, greater responsibility. But that's a big difference, I think. Okay, so he says, but matzav ha-bari, in a healthy situation, ha-gadol ha-shalem, tell him elokim tzarich li-galot b'miuchad b'Yisrael, that we are supposed to be the revelation of God. This sounds true. When we do what we're supposed to do, that the nations of the world are supposed to look to us, they look to us and they say, ah, that's Klal Yisrael. Because of our sins, ha-hichtainut, excellence, va-hi-esgulatiyut, and then the treasureness, ha-miyuchad of Yisrael, na-asa kilu mu-gubelet, v-tush-teshet, it's bad, it's messed up. Ha-nishalan, nishal kudishat Yisrael, shesgulat Yisrael, the uniqueness of us, mitakev, na-sakeher, becomes vague. In that situation, Nikar Pachot, again, he says it again, they will recognize less. It's almost like what I think is interesting is then what anti-Semitism is the non-Jew, the nations of the world, they resent us mostly because we're not being what we're supposed to be. In essence, it's almost perverse. You know, they're persecuting us for not being the thing they expect us to be, for being less than we're supposed to be.
Which you see often.
Yeah. I mean, unwillingly. They hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I think about it. Meaning, because the idea is, when Jewish people, when they represent godliness, when the letters are clear, when the spirituality is clear, they either fear us or respect us or in awe of us. But when it's not clear, then they persecute us. Almost as if to say, why are you not being what you're supposed to be?
It's a little hard to explain that. An individual.
No, not an individual, you can't. But we're not talking individually.
Talking on a general
level. We're talking in the metaphysical level. Where's godliness in the world? In mankind. When our specific fountain is mishchat, destroyed, mitkalkel, ruined, mitaleha mekoriyut hayisodit. Right? The fundamental makoviyut. How do you translate that? I don't know how you translate. Sourcedness rises.
Sourcacity.
Makoviyut to yoter nasher makor. It's more than even a source. He tochen hamakor. It is the sourcacity. It is the content of the source. Hamiyuchad Yisrael migaleh mofia pachot. So that's what's specific about Israel. Comes out less. Hamatam mikukah lo bari. It's not healthy. Then God isn't revealed through Israel. And then all godliness only manifests itself how? In the Tzelem Elokim of man. Yeshalom Elokim Yisrael, Yeshalom Elokim Ba'adam. Okay, so there is... What?
The will is common.
In a sense, yes. Habitu mit aleh. Mit aleh, what does it mean that this mit aleh domel between shiluk shechina? Similar to the removal of the shechina. But maran, if you're going to say shalik, shalik means went up. Mit aleh, went up. Allah lamala, that means it went away. The galut, gulat Yisrael nasit mitushteshet. So our shigula, our specialness, becomes mitushteshet, we translate it as a blurred. Lo boleted, it doesn't stick out. Lo mafia bebriyuta. Mitaleh makorita yisidu shebi Yisrael, yeshna galut shechina, shechinta begaluta. Right? So God is also in exile. Shechinat Yisrael, v'shechanti betochan. V'yachas v'shechina begalut, regarding shechina begalut, yesh bitui b'zohar, there's a phrase in the Zohar, lakim shechina me'afra. Right? To rise up, the shechina from the dust. Ha'shechina begalut v'afra, lo boleted. Lo mafia ba'amitiyuta v'shem v'ta. It doesn't reveal itself. Truly, Shanati Yisrael mukhefet v'mofia, ki v'lo mofia v'lo chiyamet b'chol shleimuta. V'nizar rak as Tzelem Elokim shba Adam. It's interesting, by the way. Like, it's hard for us to imagine. I've thought about this a lot recently. Like, it's very hard for us to relate to the times in of the Jewish people. As, you know, we're talking about the Navi Shir on Monday nights. The times of the Beis HaMikdash, the things that we would consider miraculous, they considered just sort of everyday. You know, it's hard for us to accept them as fact. It's hard for us to accept Nevuah as fact. You know, and so we've been living for so long in this sort of, in this blurry situation. It's almost like, God forbid, a person has macular degeneration, so he lives with that for so long that he doesn't know what it's like. He could never envision what it means to see clearly. What humankind is supposed to be like. You know, to have the Shekhinah be there in Klal Yisrael. It's almost like the Navi's, like one gets the sense, you know, like the Navi's using words to describe. You ever like, I don't know, ever go to a basketball game? And then, like, and it was a great game. I don't know if you play basketball, but it's a great game, it's exciting. And then you go and you watch it on TV afterwards, you're watching, like, the highlights from it. And it's good, it's exciting, but it's like, it's nothing compared to the experience of actually being there. You know what I'm saying? What one gets?
You're not
there.
Synopsis form.
Right, and then you try to tell somebody else about it. Oh, it was a great game. It was like so good. You know, one gets a sense that just the way he's describing this, that it's boleit pachot. You know what I'm saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, like the spirituality in the world, was
not felt as much.
It was there. It was obvious. It was clear. And that's what it's supposed to be. As opposed to today, where it's like, you know, you're like, should I do this? Should I do that? You're like grasping. Because there's a shiluk shechina.
And that's what we're mourning.
How do you mourn something
you
never were able to appreciate? It's almost like, you know, mourn for the time. Remember when the people were born with four arms, and I used to be able to, like, tie my shoes and write a letter to somebody and type on the internet at the same time. Mm-hmm. What am I going to mourn for? I only have two arms. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Sheila. Mechinat Tzelem Elokim bazeh sheba'adam Yisrael v'goyim shavim. Oh, don't say that. Equal? Lo shavim. We're not going to go that far. Right? Not equal. Aval mit'alek. Come on, mistalek. There's something gone. Nikarf. The way I think about it, the way I envision it, the way we can relate to this in a sense is there's like, I mean, this is going to sound very racist, but the only way I can sort of relate to it is we all understand that there are different forms of life, right? Different levels of spirit in life. You understand what I'm saying? And those levels of spirit in life, it's a level of a certain awareness. You know, could you say you're more alive than a you know, a parakeet? Okay, are you more alive than a parakeet?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, that we are.
Sure. What does that mean, more alive?
We're more developed.
I just say you're more alive than a parakeet. You're both alive.
Does a parakeet have Tzelem Elokim?
Oh, no, but are you more alive than a parakeet?
Well, some of us, some of the king is more alive.
Oh, so that's what he's saying. He's saying neshamas have different levels of neshama.
So.
To some degree. Okay. But Nikar Pachot HaMiyuchad HaYisraeli, so that which is unique about the Yisraeli, the Nefesh HaYisraeli, is less recognizable. Nikar Pachot HaGadlut HaYisraeli, Galut Shechina, Shechinta Begalut, Nikar Pachot, it's less recognizable. Olei Pachot, Kayam Pachot, Mofia Pachot, to reveal less. Mit Alehem HaKoriyut, right? The stuff in the source, the stuff in the... Po Lo Katub Makor LeMakoriyut, Hatsad HaMushat, said the Makor. The abstract, the intangible part of the source. You know what that means? You have any idea? Neither do I. I don't know.
Say it again.
The abstract aspect of the Makor is removed. Part of the, you know.
Yeah, the essential essence of what we're supposed to be appreciating is missing.
I'm just trying to let it all just kind of flow over me. Right, exactly. It removes to that tamsit is essential, right? Part. So in essence, the things that are unique about Israel, they shrivel, in a sense, to the point where
you blend in.
You blend into everyone else, right? And you become no more unique, in a sense. So somebody asked me today, so interesting, they asked me today in the mission share, how can you always find Jews are like at the vanguard of like philanthropy and like saving the world and Darfur, you know what I'm saying? Right? And so part of it, I think, is this idea that there's this Israeli youth that's trying to get out in the Jewish soul, but it's become defiled, in a sense. What?
It does not express
itself. Correct, it does not express itself. It's there, it's like yearning, but it's all messed up. Salam alaikum shabbatam. Sulai Israel, O Shulat HaAdam, Haim Tochen HaIkari, Hapanim Pinimi, they are the essence, the internal essence. Sa'ada Amkut VaKedusha, right? The side of death and holiness. Yitzotzeh VaKedusha Sheyesh VaAdam, the spirit of holiness and of the sparks of holiness. Hogam Kenin Yom Shashayach Nisel B'Sulat HaAdam. Right. These are relevant to Bnei Israel in the treasure of a person. Right? When things are good, then what's recognizable about Jews? The Israeliyut. The Galut, Israeli. So there's an Israeliyut aspect to all of humankind, in a sense. And so what's left is only this Israeli.
So really, when he's describing this, not a physical galus.
Sure.
Spiritual galus.
Well, they're all the same. It's all the same. It goes together. It's all connected. That's exactly the point.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No, he's saying the same thing that caused you to be removed from Eretz Israel is the thing that got that kicked you out, that was the removal of the Shekhinah from you.
Right.
It's all the same. It's all connected. There's no difference. It's interconnected.
Right, but I'm saying it's more dependent on you. You know what I'm saying? It comes back to being dependent on
Nechata'enu. Yeah. On us. On us. Collectively us.
Yeah, okay, on us. Yeah, I'm saying.
Right, but then we got kicked out. We didn't get kicked out because we sinned, in a sense. Our sins
kicked us out. What is Galino? I know it means we were kicked.
Galino really means we exiled ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not Niga. Niga.
Higlino.
It means we caught. Yeah.
Galino, we exiled ourselves. That's what he meant. Galino, may I say.
Galino, may I say.
Yeah. Or Gala. Who? Gala Otanu? Galino? No.
He exiled us.
No, that would be Galanu.
Gilaotana? Oh, Galanu. Okay. Galina. I was thinking about that. Yeah.
That's what you need a gene tree for. Sheila, I'm not pretty sure Tamsiti, Achelik Ayan Tamsiti. What does it mean? Is that I translated Tamsiti as quintessential of the essence of Tamsiti. Tshuva. Yisrael. Yesh etzem sgulat Yisrael kudashat Yisrael. There's treasure and holiness. Okay. There is the side spirituality in general. Meaning we have both. Every human being has, every Jew has the Tzad Yisraeli and the Tzad Klali. B'Sgulat Adam Yeshna Sgulat Yisrael. Every person has the Sgulat Yisrael, but less. Uta B'Tzad Gula, Uta Ha'aret Yisrael HaNemeshechet Mitol Sgulat Adam Nikrat Tamsiti. That side of treasuredness, that brightness of Yisrael that comes from Sgulat Adam is called quintessence. In essence, there's like a connectivity, a part of Yisraelut in every person. Somehow, I don't really understand. But that's our galut, in galus, our galut Yisraelit, ur pelet, arafel, fog, mitusteshet, cloudy, mubelbelet, confused. So, and we're connected, what's drawn out is upon the Yisraelit part and every human being.
What does
Tamsi mean? Quintessential.
Quintessential.
That's the fundamental drawing. That's the way it's drawn up. When we're in the normal situation, the Malchus Yisrael, we Israel, Hasharat Hashchina b'Yisrael, Unuvua b'Yisrael, right? There's Shchina, there's prophecy. As Yeshno Osher Gadol b'Yisrael, Ula Olam. Right, then there's great fortune to the world and to the Jewish people. We are the, it's almost like we're the conduits. And through the conduits, then all of the world is lit up. It's good for us and it's good for the world. In a weakened situation, our health is shaken. It's not recognized, it doesn't appear. Right? The greatness is less recognizable. Our camp is less recognizable. It's not so great, but that's what it is. Hamatav Abriyuk Shayam Merkaz Kla Yisrael Hayeshivah Merkaz Yitzchok Kol HaOlam. The Jewish people become the central yeshiva, the focus of yeshiva of the whole world. Ala Pasuk V'Niflinu Ani V'Yamcha Mikol Asher Apni Adamah. We shall be distinct from all of the nations in the world. Shneimar La'achar Ma'aseh Egel Amrim Chazal. Chazal say Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Shetishra Shechina Yisrael V'Natan Lo. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, so let the Shechina come on the Jewish people. And so God said, okay. Moshe said, okay, now I want you to say you're not going to have Shechina on everybody else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, what's going on? Kamsanut, stinginess. Why does Moshe care if they get it or they don't care? Mala bakasha Moshe Rabbeinu, ha'ideal shel Moshe Rabbeinu, the ideal ha'tzvisa shel hanhaga ba'olam shel Moshe Rabbeinu. His understanding of spirituality in the world, organism merkazi. You have to have a central organism. Right? If the Shechina is on the nations of the world, it's all spread out.
It's not centralized.
Right. So then he says, no, not on them. So the Shechina should dwell in Israel. That's what it means when we should say that we should be separate, we should be distinct. Zot habriyut, that's health. Ava begalut yeshmin pizur, so we're spread out. Had potetzut, blowing up. Upitzut sekochot aruchanim, right? Destruction of spiritual forces. Az mofia matzav mi'ur'ar gam ba'am gam ba'aretz. Then the situation is shaken in the land, and also in the people. That's what he's saying. It's not one or the other. The Chorban is the Am, and the Chorban is the Aretz. And the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is just the end. It's just the result. I mean, one could say...
And where does the Torah come into all of
it? What? The Torah is the thing that connected it all together.
People mess up. How do they mess up? They're not doing the
correct. The Torah is...
Meaning that's basically the underlying thing that's not even mentioned.
Correct. No, but he's saying, it all starts with the Torah.
Right.
When the Jewish people keep the Torah, they are the spiritual light for the world. It's and Eretz Yisrael becomes the conduit where they belong. It's a piece of the puzzle. You know, it's part of the...
The receptacle.
It's part of the necessity of the Jewish people, that they have to be there in order for them to fulfill this this great mission. It's almost like, you know, they say that when a person Lo'aleinu cheats under marriage, right? So is that the beginning or is that the end? So the answer is that for a person to come to that point, right? That's really, I mean, it's hard to know in America today, to be honest with you, but in general, if it's a good situation, that's really the end of a long process, not the beginning of it. Especially in the Midrash, it wasn't the beginning of the Galus. It was just a combination of a long process of Galus, of Avodah Zarah, and
the buildings were already destroyed.
Milmala. That's what it means. The buildings were destroyed, Milmala. Right? Klal Yisrael had defiled itself. So all that was left to do was to make a reality a reality. So what about Talmud Bavli? Because of that,
you came after.
Yeah. Nisach dati galuti. It is the nisach of reikanim, empty. Nisach, the spiritual nisach of galus.
That's a big statement.
It's a really heavy statement. In fact, I didn't understand the first 5 times I read it. God, as he says, sitting in the darkness in Echa. It's Gemara Babel. Gam az yesh yeshiva shel Torah, hamshach shel Torah, or shel Torah. Or a Torah nishtah gam b'choshech, right? Continues in the darkness. Ta'anach v'adam b'kufad al-haim ha-shana shel galut, it's 20,000 years. U'mavshichim ha-gini kata shel Torah, shegam ba'avduteinu lo azamu Hashem elokeinu. But we haven't abandoned God, God forbid. It's a light, but it's a light in the darkness. You know, it's interesting. I often think about it in those terms, and I guess I could tell you not to quote me, but we'll see if I put this up on the internet, right? That halacha is incredibly particular. You know, so today in Mincha, today I'm talking about kos pagum or not kos pagum and for benching. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a sort of, it has the potential to become a sort of self-fulfilling ritual. Right? That's
game of technicalities.
Right, that becomes almost a game of technicalities devoid of a broader meaning, in essence. You know, and don't quote me on this out of context, but I think you understand what I'm saying. We become a religion of particularism, where the particulars have no broader implication about life. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Quite in detail.
Yeah, but without the detail having any.
Not saying that the details are bad, but just saying that if you only do the details and you don't really have the
have, I guess, a broader sense of deeper meaning.
Someone said it's like you made the spaghetti, you made the meatballs, you made the sauce, but you don't see it all together.
Right. And you see that, like, sometimes you get that feeling, you get the sense that of course halacha is critical and crucial, and it's the guiding force in our life. But machashakim hoshiva nikimtei olam, we're like groping in the darkness in a sense. We're just kind of following along, like we're hanging on to these rules. We're grasping onto them because that's what's kind of keeping us going, you know, to cling us to the spirituality. But you get a sense that these halachos, like, you know, the way Rav Kook describes them, the way the Ramban describes them, they're part of a national code of law. Right? It's a definition not of what it means to be Jewish or frum. It's a definition of what it means to be a Yisraeli, right? To be a part of Am Yisrael. And when you put the halacha in that context, it has so much greater implication, so much greater meaning than just, did I do this ritual? Did I fulfill the mitzvah? Did I kind of do the Rabbanah, the way the Ramah says it, and the Chaver says it? You know what I'm saying? When you put it in a broader context, it takes on a far greater potential for meaning and implication and spirituality. And, you know, you get that sense.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were asking. And he says, yeah, what are you going to do? This is what it is. There's no real way around that. And we have time to do one more? Rambam? What do you think?
Is it all right?
Okay, one more. We'll do one more. Because I would like to get as far as we possibly can. It's a long section, but I want to get as far as we can, because this is a very esoteric section, but, you know.
So what it's very dangerous also, I mean, what he's saying. You know, I mean, it's because within a context, you know what I'm saying, if it's taken a little bit out of context.
Right, then you could get a sense that it's too trivial.
It's really sort of like,
so you're about the Bible, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
It's heavy criticism.
You know, even his...
It's not a criticism, but it has to be true in a sense.
Even his, where he brings down the Chazal, what is the context of what they're saying?
It's not about Yahweh for the last 2,000 years.
But he's saying Ikar Torah is perfect.
Maybe he's saying, because, you know, we don't...
Well, I mean, that's a fundamental question. If Ikar Torah is Torah of Eretz Yisrael,
right,
then what is Talmud Bavli?
What is Talmud Bavli, right? I mean, just, come on, you can't just discard the whole...
He did not.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Torah Mitzvah group, they do.
No way,
it's embedded, it is. It's like, that's a... It's a very good substitute teacher.
Talmud Bavli.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just a little hard to swallow. I mean, I think that you could take what he's saying and you could say that maybe,
I hate to break it to you, but it could very well be that Talmud Bavli was easier to translate because Yerushalmi was more of a Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right. It was more Torah Shabbat. Right.
Correct. And they didn't want it
cryptic,
to be.
It was more succinct.
But I'm saying it was more Baal Peh.
They didn't need it.
They did not want Torah Eretz Yisrael to be written down in that way.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? It was more, it belongs here, and if you're not here, you're not, you know what I'm saying? We didn't want to write it down.
But you come across a lot of people who are like, yeah, Talmud Bavli, that was...
Do you come across that? I think you're exaggerating a little bit.
No. I, especially this past year, I was surprised. It's almost like, I mean, that's like, I don't know, that's like the crux in, I mean, you know.
But don't get me wrong, Rav Cook wrote a parish on Talmud. He wrote a whole thing on Halacha on Talmud.
Of course.
Bavli, so, you
he knew everything. He knew you would show me
everything. Yeah, he didn't throw anything away. No, he didn't throw anything away. You know
no,
what I'm
he
saying?
Didn't. I'm saying
right.
I don't. But I'm saying I think that it's a very, you know, it's a slip. You have to be really, I mean, what's that?
Yes, you have to be really careful.
Careful what you say and the way you say it and the way it's taken out of it.
100%. 100%.
This is just like potentially something that could be really seen as, I mean...
What does it mean? Nusach exactly.
Dati
galuti.
Right.
But from some perspective, if what you...
It's today's daf. It's really today's daf.
From some perspective, though, what you say is there's a truth to it. You know, because if in essence you believe, as I do, that Judaism in Oak Park is, it's missing a chunk, a huge chunk. Right? So why would Judaism in Pumbedita not have been missing the same chunk? It just has to be, by definition, missing the whole, you know? I mean, think about it. Talmud Bavli is missing two Siddurim, a third of Torah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny that. It's undeniable. So what is that? What happened to the third of Torah? Like, do you think it was just missing a third of Torah quantitatively or qualitatively?
Well, honestly, they couldn't do that.
That's not the point.
No, but I'm saying it wasn't, like, part of their everyday lives anymore.
So,
that's how it got lost.
Why did you catch him in that Taurus? How'd he get lost? You ever wonder that?
Or Zerayim. What happened to Zerayim?
What happened to Zerayim? I'm asking you again. Do you think it's just quantitatively or qualitatively? It had to be both. So how could you make Gemara qualitatively a third better? It's hard to imagine. Right? Achshav, midam siyemet, tichilu lelomod Yerushalmi. Nah, they start learning Yerushalmi. Hadrim shimchim ad rabotenu. Acharei ha-Gemara, acharei chazal, ba ha-Rambam. Right? He's a big, remember, Remember how he defended the Rambam against Rav Hirsch?
Yeah.
And he like totally dissed Rav Hirsch for dating the Rambam in the letter. Ain case with Avera, like I talk about the Rambam forever. Who may keep it kolatirakulabi chira and akich v'nifla. He has, you know, encompassed the entire Torah, unbelievable. I don't know where it's from, right? From Moshe to Moshe, right? Nobody like Moshe. The footnote guy found it. It's in the Shifra Ramah. Very good. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Moshe Rambam. Begert achat Rambam karela atzmo sifro sefer mechukak. Right, the book of mechukak is hewn. Sefer mechukak l'chol klal Yisrael. It's the rule book for all Christ. And hochus mechukas ha'amuna, hochus v'sari ha'torah, v'ad hochus malachim m'sheach u'malchus. In the middle is everything. Everything is in it. Did he like the Rambam? Right, let's see if he liked the Rambam. The amazing thing about the Rambam, we have Kaif Shal Kol HaTerakula. It's his breath. Haruchnius, Haruchanit, Bahamashit. Right? It's spirituality, but also practicality. Who kol kaklali, kol kaklai Israeli. By the way, remember what I said to you just now? The Bible is missing things. Right? So what he's saying is, it's not just that the Rambam encompasses all the, you know, all the halachos. He says from a perspective, it's also all encompassing. And it's not missing anything.
He was in Galus also. Yeah,
so. No, he's saying the Rambam was like Yosei Me'aklal. He's going to say, the Rambam,
I don't know anybody who would argue with that.
You'll see in there. What?
I'm not sure.
No, nobody would argue with that.
Right.
But the Rambam is unique because who else other than the Rambam did Kach Imantaris?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who else did? Did anybody?
Because that's where the Briskers took it from.
Did anybody do it other than the Rambam?
I'm saying, who does it today besides the Briskers?
They don't do Taris. They do Kachin. Because they have Gemaras and Kachin. And the reason why Briskers do Kachin is because they want to learn Torah Lishma. They want no halacha l'maisa whatsoever. So the Torah is mostly Shema. The Chakiras have the least practical meaning if you're doing Kachin. I think that's one of the reasons why they do it. Anyway, Hashem told you, Rambam Gul Kla Yisraeli. And that's what he's saying is Rambam. He's Kla Yisrael. He wrote, Kepiyot ha'alachot v'galut hi'apia badli. You don't want to speak halacha. But the Gaon that often quote Yushalmi, they actually should know Kashma arrived, Hamvakir Hakasha Shal Ramba Mipate Rabbit Mipate expresses. Zeharab Dakol Yotza Mechal Yushalmi. Now by the way, very often, not very often, if you ever look at the Gemara, you'll see the Yushalmi has like a really different take on things than the Babli. Different take. Strong, like when I do brachas and I'm looking at Yushalmi, sometimes Yushalmi will be like, whoa. I can't believe they said that. You know, very surprising. Rambam Yisrael v'Araita, who Klal Yisrael. Rambam is Jewish people. The Torah Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael shel Torah. Klal Yisrael. Kol Kol Al Torah shel Klal Yisrael. Masha Shayachu Matim Min Yanim. This is what I'm talking about. Kama Yirusha Rambam Yerushalmi. Seichel Yerushalmi. Right? He has the Yerushalmi, you know, intellect. Yesh Di Dugma B'Biur Hagra. The Gemara says, "Shemesayim ha'arak tara, ksat arukah b'min la'ila." He finishes one comment. Before that, Rambam tamino te'achar Yerushalmi. Zu hagdara shel Rambam. This is the hagdara, the level, the evaluation. So klal Yisraeli, Mishichi, Geulati. Right? He's of Geula, of redemption. Hagaon magish ha'Rambam tamino te'achar Yerushalmi. The Rambam is always going after Yerushalmi. Kodem is kamativa arayvid. We mentioned the arayvid. Zeharav darkul asemechal Yerushalmi. Haravid Magdiroto be characteristica zu, right? He evaluates the Rambam into this characteristic. Gama Marik, Yatkuvash ben Rishon Bachorim. The Marik says, "Rambam Ragir l'Sok Yerushalmi, who do I? Yadu Hashem Rabbeinu Rambam Shagir l'Sok Avi Yerushalmi. Yotam Bikol Apostim Eidu Metzleider. Rambam always taught Yerushalmi more than anybody. La'afilu b'makom she'en atamidenu mochiach v'divrei Yerushalmi." Even when the Bible argues, sometimes the Rambam holds like Yerushalmi. Hecha de Talmudein, the Rambam Mishnah Brayta v'Shinui de Chukka. Right, where the Gemara has a hard answer, Yerushalmi Mefarash Kavshita. Tovish Lashita Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Tavat Eretz Yisrael. Miyuchad Kla Yisraeli. The Rambam Bukulo Kla Yisraeli. The Rambam is Kla Yisrael. Kulo Kla Terah Kulo Bukul Kla Yisrael. Yisodi HaTerah and Mashiach. From A to Z. Beginning to end. Chen Agam Kotev, Bifrat, Rambam, Talmid, Vata, Ach, Yerushalmi, Yesh, Minit, Tiyaka, Zot, Yaza. He has a leaning. Chushak hazot. Rama has a weakness for Yerushalmi. Oh, Gruach hazot. You can call it straight. Tabi betal for Yerushalmi. Chengaz avagan haramam samachal Yerushalmi kedarko. Berovam kavod, most places. Ubaamakam, he writes other places. Barabam chitato lismacha Yerushalmi. Gam Tosas Yanta Bagisha, Rambam Yerushalmi. The Tosas Yanta says also Ram. Do I mean? Kach od kama makamot. Zeshayam in the name Habavli Kodem. First comes Bavli. Means Yerushalmi Hutar Shal Eretz Yisrael. He says it very well. Bavli comes first, the Yerushalmi starts Eretz Yisrael. So it'll be correct. It's not a criticism, El Hadgasha. It's an emphasis. Rambam kol kach anaki, Kol Yisrael, he's so giant in Kol Yisrael. So just understand, he says they're different. They're fundamentally, not just quantitatively, qualitatively, substantially different in their perspectives and their attitudes. And that's between Bavli and Yerushalmi. So we are in Bavli's. We're still in Bavli.
We don't learn too much Yerushalmi.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. And the question is, when you learn Yerushalmi, but you learn from the Bavli perspective, if you say it has to be learned as Yerushalmi, not as Bavli. When you learn as Yerushalmi, you know, I've never done it. I don't know. Ostensibly, if you learn the Masechta and you learn it as Yerushalmi, then you get a sense that they were learning it in a different way. They had a different perspective, a different attitude. And that's the difference, it is a little dangerous, because what that means is that Torah is fundamentally, even the Torah is fundamentally different. There's some quality to it.
Quote unquote,
flawed. I didn't say that. So it's not a criticism, it's just different.
Right.
It's a fact.